in order to combat a problem, you kind of have to know what that problem is. And so there may have been some speculation. I know there's been some, the CDC has published a report recently on occupational related drug overdose deaths. And I believe there was actually something in the Plain Dealer, which is a Cleveland area paper, that looked at construction workers being more disproportionately at risk for drug overdose. And that was probably a number of years ago at this point. So really for us, identifying the need and just moving with it and working with local employers. But the one thing I will note from the local employers that have reached out is they, you know, they want more than the press release statistics. They want the actual document. They want to read through it. They're very interested in how this may affect their business. And there's been some occupational specific programming in the past, but I really think that that's something that we will look at much more closely now.
And physicians of public health act differently than in the past. When I got involved in occupational health, it was really just opened the door for a new venue, prevention and intervention. And the one thing we did have noticed a large success is we have a leadership by county group. It takes promising leaders that are younger in age to interact and work together. There's about 30 members a year that go through the program, all of which are usually business executives. The document was readily absorbed by that group and disseminated. So just based on that, we think there's going to be a large interest from the business community. It really ties into economic and making public health in a much different place as far as a chief health strategist looking at system approaches rather than just programmatic approaches.